It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sabrina, will you please open up with prayer?
Father, we just thank you this evening as we come together to fellowship once again in the name of Jesus. That God, you be glorified tonight by this holy and anointed word that you have planned and prepared for your people to hear. And not only to hear the word, but to receive what the Spirit of God is saying to his children. I thank you in advance, God, that it is a word that will set free, that will deliver, that will bring wholeness, that will be bring health to that total person from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet as we hear the anointed word of God that destroys the yoke of bondage, that, God, we can reach the next man. Many of us are leaving this earth, God, without you, and it's not your will that any man should perish but have everlasting life. So I pray that this word take us over, the word that you prepared for Pastor Smith to give to each of your people, that it will take us over and that we'll get an urgency to reach this lost and dying world. Lord, to be kept and not just to go in circles like the children of Israel did, but God, knowing that the promise is soon to come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We thank you in advance for a rhema word and a right now word. We bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to come against our time of fellowship and prayer. We thank you that the blood of Jesus is covering our prayer time as well as this prayer line and the radio airwaves. In Jesus' name, we give you thank in advance for the anointed word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
I do have some announcements before we begin. Can everyone please make sure your phones are muted? We're hearing a lot of background noise, and it's truly appreciated if you can mute your phones. Thank you so much. Welcome to our prayer line, and we would like to give you some information on how to reach out to us. We do have a prayer line twice a week, and you can call in and listen live Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Listen in on Sundays as well at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time, and the number is the Wednesday night number, which I mentioned before. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366. That's North Highlands, California, 95660. If the Tuesday night prayer line ever has any interference, please use the Wednesday night number as a backup. It's time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And thank you so much for muting your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
This is Sister Tamara. I have a testimony. Today is my daughter Faith Ann's 8th birthday. 8 on the 8th is her golden birthday. I just thank the Lord for her being in the land of the living. I thank the Lord for Pastor Smith coming to the hospital almost 30 days ago and praying her through. So I just thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for the prayers that Pastor Smith did even before she came into this earth. When I was wanting a child of my own, Pastor Smith giving me the words that God put on her heart to search the Bible for the spirit of the womb and just to pray and laying of hands on me so that I did give birth 8 years ago. So I just thank the Lord for that. And I thank the Lord for working everything out for me to be on this prayer line tonight. I was rushing to get everything done, but I thank the Lord that I'm here and I'm ready for a word.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your breath to breathe on this line, that the breath of God would anoint the airways, that the breath of God would overrule and stop the counsels of the evil one. We thank you, Father, for breathing and causing this word to come alive by faith in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, the 22nd verse, and Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 11 through 19. When everyone get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is encouraged tonight for those that need healing. I'm encouraging you to stand on the word by faith tonight. And this is about the balm of Gilead, a spiritual medicine from God that heals wounds tonight. And tonight this word is to encourage you to have faith and to stand and receive by faith your healing. And healing is a restoration of anything that's damaged in your life, anything that's damaged in your life tonight. And healing occurs when that dead area of our lives are replaced with vital and regeneration and repair take place. So this is a word of healing tonight for the damaged places in our lives and those things that's not functioning properly, that healing need to occur. Healing need to come forth. Those places in our lives that are full of disease and ailments and affliction and disorder, breakdowns in life, things that's collapsing in your life. Anything that's sick and unhealthy tonight and not in a place of soundness, God wants you to receive the word by faith tonight of healing to occur in those dead areas of our lives, to be replaced, to be regenerated, and to be repaired. And we're going to begin with Jeremiah 8 and 22, please.
Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
This is Jeremiah. He was weeping. He was crying out. He was proclaiming, is there no medicine, Gilly? Are there no doctors there? Why then have my people have not been healed? He was talking about spiritually that they were in a sick state, that the herbs was not working, that what the physicians was doing was not working. And Jeremiah was weeping over the spiritual condition of Israel, with the leaders with lack of interest, and they was wrapped up in material gain and politics gain instead of the people. It's similar to what we're going through in this hour. How leaders, many leaders are wrapped up in materialistic, building buildings and not building up people, political interest in conventions and things that's to make money. And it's so bad now you have to even pay to go to a convention. There's a fee. And so this is what Jeremiah was weeping. He saw the people wounded and broken, and they had need of healing. So he was pleading to leadership to turn to God for guidance and to help them. But they refused the plea that Jeremiah was broken and pleading. But he warned them there would be a pending destruction if they don't turn to God. And what they did to Jeremiah was accuse him of being a false prophet. They threw him in the dungeon to die. But the man Jeremiah continuously to proclaim that their help and their assistance was in God. And this is a word tonight, a word that's proclaiming and announcing He's available for us tonight, saints of God. He's at hand tonight. I rebuke this status in Jesus' name, and I thank you for the blood of Jesus to clear it up. Satan, you cannot stop this word. And I give you praise and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. That the spirit of truth will be unveiled tonight. That the spirit of God is clean to your people tonight. That the spirit of God is broadcasting tonight. There's a declaration in the airways, and you cannot stop this sound tonight. There's a blaze upon us tonight. One day of truth tonight. And we thank you for the spirit of God to disclose, for the spirit of God to expose, for the spirit of God to uncover. Because there's an announcement. We're announcing as Jeremiah. He was proclaiming. And that's what he was doing. He was proclaiming. And we're not going to stop. Because tonight, this word is saying he's on call tonight. He's at hand tonight. And tonight, there's a plea that's over this broadcast tonight saying that God saying, shout out tonight. Have a sound off tonight to unveil truth tonight. And we're going to see because of what Jesus did. He had need of going to Samaritan, to Galilee. Luke 17, 11 through 19, please.
And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith have made thee whole.
This is a word to encourage us tonight. God wants you to know in our lives, bad things happen from time to time to everybody. Bad things happen. And these leprosies had a disease. And it was because of the fallen state. We're in a fallen state. This world is in a fallen state. So bad things happen to us, thanks to God. Happen to the good, happen to the bad. Because God created this world, it was perfect. But it's fallen now. And because it's fallen, we need Jesus to keep us continuously. And that's what we're praying about tonight. The fallen situation, which causes disease, problems, ailments, affliction, disorder in our lives, bad habits that only can be broken by the Holy Ghost. A breakdown in our lives, things collapsing all around us, no blessing, no strength, having no advantage and no peace. And this is why Jesus had to go there. And Jesus made his way to Galilee. He met in Galilee 10 leprosy. They stood at a distance because of their disease and shouted, Jesus, have mercy on us. That's what we're saying tonight, have mercy on us. Jesus saw them and said to them, go to the priest, examine yourself. And as they were going, because he had spoke a word, because if you go to the priest, you got to be clean. So his word was cleaning them. He said, go to the priest. His word was cleaning them. And as they were walking, they were clean. And so one of the leprosy, as he was walking, realized he was healed. He came back and began to thank God with a loud voice. He threw himself on the ground at the feet of Jesus, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus said there were 10 who was healed. Where are the other 9? You are the only one came back to give thanks to God. And Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you whole. You will. God, the Lord wants you to know tonight. Things the Lord wants you to know tonight. This Samaritan was a half-breed. He was despised. They were despised. But tonight, the Lord wants us to know Jesus broke down the barriers. He preached the gospel of peace to the Samaritan. And the apostle followed the example of Jesus. You can read it in Acts 8 and 25. How they went to Samaritan with Peter and John to preach the gospel to the Samaritan. God wants us to know tonight the barriers are pulled down because of what Jesus did. There's no holdback tonight. We're not fenced in tonight. There's no obstacles tonight. There's nothing to block us tonight. All we have is to believe by faith that the Spirit of God is concerned about the unhealthy things in our lives tonight, the things that's in disorder, the things that are in defects, the things that are collapsing around us, the things that's unhealthy, the things that's not sound tonight. We're going to go before God and ask for mercy tonight, and ask for healing for those things you're suffering from. Families are falling apart. Divorce is running rapidly. The spirit of confusion is over our children. The spirit of violence is in the land. Needs need to be met. Doors need to be opened. Healing need to come in people's personal lives, in their finances, on their jobs. Healing need to come forth and be resurrected in the leaderships as never before, those that's preaching the gospel. We need to stand boldly and proclaim the word of God. And this word is to encourage you, you men and women of God, that's standing and shouting out and crying loud like Jeremiah and pleading to the people to come to the light and speaking truth. They would desire to throw you in a dungeon, but tonight God is with you. They would desire to shake you up, but God wants you to know he's with you. They would desire to cut you off, but God wants you to know that he's with you tonight. And we're going to pray that you stay ablaze tonight because God loves people. He loved the Samaritan. He had a reason to go there. Because they were dislike, there was barriers up against them, they were not accepted. But God sent his son to pull down the barriers. And so tonight, this is a word of encouragement for the men and women of God that have that Jeremiah spirit on them, that you're not going to sell out. You're not going to sell out to have a big church. You're not going to sell out to have your offering full of money, and a lot of money coming in, those that supporting you. You're not going to sell out because you got to have a supporter. His name is Jesus. He got him out of that dungeon because he proclaimed the gospel. He proclaimed God. He wanted Israel to be healed. He was concerned about the unhealthy situation. And there are men and women of God out there in this hour that's concerned about the wounded, that's concerned about the disorder, that's concerned about the breakdown and collapsing family and those that's unhealthy, that's concerned about the trouble, that's concerned about those things that they see that's not sound, that's not according to the word of God. You're going to be fought. People are going to fight you. But this is the word tonight, that you are to stand fast and declare, shout out, have a sound off in you. You are to broadcast what Jesus did. You are to make it known and expose things that's dark and things that's not of the light. And God wants you to know tonight, he's going to aid you. He is there available for you when you stand boldly and proclaim the good news. And that's what Peter and John did. After they were filled, they went to Samaria, and they began to preach the good news. They began to preach the same thing Jesus preached. That's Acts 8 and 25. So this is going to work in all areas tonight. Somebody going to get healed because the men and women of God going to proclaim the gospel. Some home going to get delivered. Some child going to come out of confusion. Something that's breaking down, the Holy Word going to stop the collapse tonight. You're going to be blessed tonight because you're going to do as Jeremiah did. You're going to proclaim. You're going to shout out. You're going to expound the word. You're going to broadcast the word. And you're going to point people to the light. Now, people are going to come against you. But you're not going to stop tonight because the Spirit of the Lord is going to pray for your strength tonight. You're going to be ablaze with the word down inside of you, set up inside of you like fire. You're going to be ablaze with the word of God. And the Lord is going to let you know, call on me. I'm at hand. I'm at your disposal, and I'm your help. He going to help you tonight. And so this is a night of encouragement tonight, that the Spirit of God is concerned about every disorder, everything that's unhealthy, everything that's defect, everything that's about to collapse. He's concerned tonight. Thank God for Sister Tamara's testimony. It was a true testimony. Lord revealed that she wanted a child and she was having complications. He said, lay hand and decree and declare that I touched that womb. He touched that womb. Then the Spirit of God revealed, as she was going through a trimester, that the enemy desired to come against that baby in the womb. And he began to encourage her that the anointing of God was going to keep that baby. And she's 8 years old now. That was 8 years ago. But the enemy didn't want it to happen. But the announcement was over her body. It was declared over her body. It was broadcast over her body. And the Spirit of God had to keep that baby in her womb. And so this is what God wants you and I to know tonight. Those things that's defect tonight, those things that's in a breakdown in your life tonight, about to collapse, the collapse could be stopped by the power of the word and intercessory prayer in Jesus' name. Those unhealthy places can become healthy tonight. Those places that's not sound in your life can come in place of soundness tonight. I know so many people are taking medication, and yet they're still in pain. They're still in agony. They still have ailments. But tonight, you have Jesus tonight, the great physician tonight, the Lord Jesus, that medicine that heals by his word, by his spirit. God wants you to know tonight that he's the great healer tonight. And he wants you to know that Jesus came, pulled down the veil, took every barrier, everything that would separate us and have us in a place that we're held back and fenced in. The obstacles was pulled down. They're no longer blocking you tonight in Jesus' name. And that's what he told the Samaritan. Go in faith. Go. Your faith has made you well. You got to believe tonight by faith, saints of God. As we begin to pray the prayer of faith, that the Spirit of God going to stop those things that's collapsing. That the Spirit of God going to stop the breakdown. That the Spirit of God going to come against those bad habits. Those things that's defective in our lives. Those homes that's falling apart. Those bodies that's falling apart. Seem like you're going forward, then you go back 4 or 5 steps backwards. Those are defects that the Spirit of God will bring you forward. Those places where you can't get out of, those things you're jammed in and you're blocked in tonight. God wants you to know I'm available tonight. I'm available for you tonight. You can obtain whatever you have need of. I'm at your disposal. I'm at hand. You must believe. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, we thank you tonight. Okay, I'm ready for you.
Mm-hmm. I do, Pastor Smith. This is Vanessa Langham Jones calling in. I'm in need of prayer for my family, for my job, for the Lord to continue to give me his favor and his anointing to do his will and to do his service.
Thank you, Lord. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Sherry. I'm cousin of Kelly. We have a cousin in Oklahoma who just lost his life, 31 years old. He was in a car accident. So I just asked for prayer for my family. His, you know, my cousin is his only son, and he's hurting. He's really, really, really hurting. So I just asked for prayer for my family. Thank you. God
praise
bless.
The Lord. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, saints, we come in boldness through the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. We have time. We have need. We're coming to the throne of God tonight, boldly tonight, knowing our help come from the Lord, knowing he's available for us. We call on his name. He said, if you call on my name, he said, I will deliver you. I will save you. And God is so concerned. Hallelujah. That's why Jeremiah was concerned. He said, there was no physician. He said, my people are still sick and they are wounded and they are not healed. He said, is there no physician in this place? But tonight, we know the great physician came. We know Jesus came, the great physician. He came. He's the great one. He's the healer. He's the deliverer tonight. And we're calling on the name of Jesus on your behalf. In the spirit of unity, I thank you, God, for attaching those that's in unity tonight, those that's not in dissension tonight, those that are in agreement tonight, those that's in oneness tonight, those, oh God, sins is under the blood, that the spirit of agreement will come against the evil one tonight in Jesus' name. And God, we want to thank you tonight by faith in Jesus' name. Father, we bring your word before you tonight. You say to bring your word into your remembrance. We bring it tonight in Jesus' name. You say, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. You say, with your stripes we will heal. You say, you give all our iniquity, heal all our diseases. You say, you sent your word to heal and deliver us from our destruction. You say, the eyes of the Lord are the righteous. His ears open to their prayers. Your words to beloved, I wish upon all things thou may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Your words to heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. For thou art my praise. We praise you for healing tonight in Jesus' name. For the sword of the word is a tongue that brings health and healing. We bring the sword of the word to bring healing tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight for the people of God, for those Jeremiah spirits, oh God, that's proclaiming the good news, that declaring and shouting out, that's broadcasting the word of God, that's uncovering those things that's dark, that's exposing every dark thing, making known light, God, by what? Preaching the word, teaching the word, broadcasting the word, unveiling truth. They have a blaze inside of them that the Spirit of God tonight will strengthen them, that the Spirit of God will keep them healthy and strong, that the Spirit of God will give them not a spirit to compromise with anyone, that they're not in it for filthy lucre, but they're in it to please God. They're disciples and servants of God. Supply their needs. Open up every door as they call upon you, O Father Jesus. Any spirit that want to put them in a dungeon, free them, O God, for everything that will enclose them. Loose them from every captivity tonight. Anything that will desire to block them, O Father, I thank you for for releasing the blockage in Jesus' name. Anything that will hold them back, I lift the Spirit of God to take the hold off their life. Anything that will fence them in, that the Spirit of God will take the walls down in Jesus' name. Anything that will restrain them, that the Spirit of God will loose them from not from being able to preach the gospel in truth in Jesus' name, that they're not in it for filthy lucre. They're not in it for a great building. They're not in it to please men, but to please God. Father, I thank you for strength now to take them over in every area. Anything they're lacking, Father, supplied. You are at their disposal. You are for them, oh Father. You are available for them, oh Father. Do what they cannot do for themselves. Father, I thank you. They're calling on your name, and I'm standing in agreement with them that the Spirit of God will not let no one put them in the dungeon. And when they are forced, that the Spirit of God remove every restraint tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for tonight that your healing word is moving over the airways, moving over those areas, oh God, where there are disease. And disease is a big word. Anything that's, Father, that's not healthy, anything that's defect, anything that's a breakdown in their lives, anything that's collapsing, anything unhealthy and sick, God, that the spirit of soundness go now and begin to go into those disease places, those places, oh God, that's trouble, those places that's lacking, those areas where there's bad habits. In Jesus' name, they need the advantage through you, Father. They need your peace, oh God. That the spirit of healing will go now, Father, and bring restoration. That the spirit of healing, God, will go now and repair. I salute your word of healing over the situation. That the spirit of God will go into those places where there's disadvantage and open up the advantage for them by faith in Jesus' name. That the spirit of God will go in. And every barrier, oh God, everything that's holding them back, that the Spirit of God will cause them to be unlimited tonight. That the Spirit of God will take the limits that the enemy has them barricade in. That they are loose tonight. We send the word of healing. That the Spirit of God bring resurrection to their life. That bring repairs in every area. Those areas that nobody know like you, Father Jesus. That you will repair, that you will stop the collapse and make healthy again. And God, we praise you for it. I thank you for Vanessa and her family. That the Spirit of God move over that family and do what only you can do and cause that family to be healthy. Oh, move over a job, oh God, in that position she's in. That the Spirit of God will cause her to move in excellency. And when the enemy comes in, that the Spirit of God will show her far off so she'll know how to pray against the enemy. That you will give her favors, God, that she will stay in your will. And God, I thank you that this prayer is over her life, that the Spirit of God has announced it. And when you announce something, God, over your life, it's been declared. It has been decreed, and it shall be carried out by you. I send the word of God to Sherry, God, that the Spirit of God will comfort this family that's lost their only child. Oh, Father, move in that area where they're grieving, that area, oh, God, where only you can come in and comfort them. I thank you for the Holy Spirit to go into those places, oh, God, and comfort this family in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God will repair them in their heart. That as they go through this place of grievancy, that the Spirit of God will comfort them. And I just praise you for it in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. I pray for our youth that's so confused in this hour. That the spirit of confusion, oh God, will loose our youth in Jesus' name. That the spirit of healing would go to them. And those things, oh God, that's in a place of disorder in their life, that the healing virtues of Jesus will attach itself to the youth in this hour, Father. Those that try to fit in, those that are confused about their emotion or their identity, God. We're not condemning, but we're praying tonight. Those are confused about their sexuality. Those are confused about who they are. Those are confused in their family. Those are confused about life itself. We send the word to stop suicide in Jesus' name, to stop every unhealthy habit in their lives in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God will have safety over those that are runaways in Jesus' name, that that enemy that desired to lure them will be stopped by the blood of Jesus, and that the blood keep them in a place of safety, that they get into safe housing in Jesus' name. We throw out a lifeline tonight for children that's disturbed, for children that's out of control, the collapse in the family, husband and wife not getting along, the children falling through in Jesus' name, that family relationship be healed tonight in the name of Jesus. It ain't about a building. It's about you, Father Jesus. If we fellowship with two or three, and you in the midst, Father, deliverers will come forth. This spirit, this force that the evil one has sent into churches, oh God, that has people confused about church, in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God reveal and enclose truth in Jesus' name. It's a money-making machine. People can walk out of penitentiary, study the word, and start a church, and don't love God or God's people. It's merchandise for them. We send the word of God to expose those that are making merchandise out of your people in Jesus' name. Bring exposure, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, we plead tonight, as Jeremiah pleaded, that you disclose, you expose, you unveil truth tonight. For your people are wounded. They go to the place of worship wounded. They leave out wounded. They get a word to tickle their ears. But they need deliverance. They need breakthrough. Father, I thank you that you have those Paul and those John and those Matthew and those Jeremiah and those Annas and those Esthers and those Lydias. You have them, Jesus, that spirit I'm talking about, that land at the altar, seeking the face of God, not compromising the word. Father, I thank you for building them up, for supporting them in this hour, that the Spirit of God is broadcasting tonight and expounding truth tonight and pleading to your people, oh Father, to your leaders tonight, oh God, as Jeremiah was pleading. We plead for leadership to be real and go back to the altar and begin to seek God again if they have fallen, so they can be repaired, so they can be restored. Father, we're going to praise you tonight for the healing virtues of Jesus to move over that backslider. Bring those prodigal sons and daughters back to God. Backsliders don't even realize they're backsliding because they know the word, but yet they won't do the word. Cause the backsliders to become doers of the word in this hour in Jesus' name and not compromise the gospel of truth. And, Father, we thank you tonight for your healing virtues to move over the airways tonight, supplying needs and open doors, coming against the evil one for their sake, because we're in a fallen world, and we need Jesus of Nazareth as never before. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. You say to keep them. Keep us, Father Jesus, around corrupt people, around people that are full of trickery, around those that are full of deception, those that are plotting against us. Keep us, God. Keep us by your Spirit. Reveal yourself to us, God, as you did to Jesus. You revealed to Jesus when the enemy wanted to take him before time. Reveal yourself to us in this hour, Father. We need the spirit of revelation from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is a revealer. Father, we need have need of the Holy Ghost that works on the inside, that lives in your people to keep them in the earth. And we thank you tonight for the peace of God to move over your people this night, that we must have peace as much that lives within us. Some people don't want peace, but there are those that want peace. Bless those that want peace, and bless those who's fighting peace, that the Spirit of God will reveal himself in this hour. And God, we thank you for it, and we praise you for it. And we give you thanksgiving that your word is supplying the needs of the homeless, for those that's going through the fire, seem like nobody cares, those that's not accepted, those that feel like they're a Samaritan in this hour, God, that feel rejected. God wants you to know tonight the barrier's been pulled down, the veil been torn because of Jesus. It ain't about people. It's all about what Jesus have already done for us. And because he did it, we thank you, Father Jesus. We're no longer blocked. We're not held back. We're not fenced in. We're not separate. Thank you for doing the impossibility for these your people tonight. And I praise you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, thanks to God. Stand fast. Have faith in the word of God. Receive your deliverance by faith. He is the great physician. He's the healer. He wants you to know that he's the only one can stop the collapse in our lives. Anything that's sick, he's the healer. He's the restorer, and he's the repairer tonight. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. Tune in next week. Same time.
Go to our website.
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in 858-357-9137. It's Breaking Chain, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.